We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I think Brian Thomas Jr. is a very exciting prospect. I don't know if I have him as definitively fourth as some people seem to, whereas I think he's just one of the guys in that second tier. And the reason I say that is my fourth receiver is Xavier Leggett. I've seen some people have him as a late second round pick and things like that. I think he is an absolute freak athlete. He looks like A.J. Brown when I watch him play. And I want a guy who can take a 6 yard, 7 yard slant and take it 70 yards to the house while being 6'1 and change, 225 pounds.
Greg Thompson to cover one on with the weekend guys. I'm with Derek, Sports Talk Saturday. Leggett, the other thing about trading back, everybody that wants to trade back, you're a gambler there too, to a degree. Like, I think I can get this guy in a couple of picks, trade back. Somebody else jumps up and takes him. All right, on to plan B. Got to be a little bit of a gambler to trade back. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Draft week. Draft is going to be Thursday, of course. We've got you covered throughout. I've got a great draft-based instant trivia in a moment for Joe and for Josh here. But let's get to another call. Mark in Tonawanda joins us. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I disagree with the last caller. Give me Justin Jefferson. I mean, I'd be all in on that. That'd be great. And depending on what you got to spend for Ayuk, again, he's the number one separator in the league. I would be all for that as well, except the first-round pick for that. But I think there's still a gaping hole in our pass rush. I don't think we've proven that we can affect Mahomes or Burrow with just four guys with the front that we had. And I'm by no means saying, change the philosophy in this draft from going to, receiver to defensive line. But I just think that's a change in philosophy this year that we're seeing, that maybe the Bills are saying, you know what, we're going to try to put a 50 on you and, you know, hope for the best on defense. But if you can't go up and get a guy, and I don't think you get rid of Diggs without having a guy in mind like you guys were saying, but I just still think that there's a big problem on that defensive line. But at the same time, I really don't care. I'm all in on boosting this offense. But I hope you guys get to hunt some flag sticks this week. I'm going to have to listen. Thanks.
All right. Yeah, thanks, Mark. I mean, there's a little bit. One, they have guys. Like, Rousseau was, by the advanced numbers, like, even not that advanced, like, win rate stuff and pressures, Rousseau was their best pass rusher next year. He's back. And Epinesa was good for them last year. He's back. Floyd's gone. Is Vaughn going to give them what Floyd did? I mean, you might be asking a lot for that to happen. That's where you're really at. Oliver was good, his best season. And there's a little bit in me that is a point that we haven't talked a lot about during draft season, that it's usually more about the playoffs. Stop trying to get to Mahomes. You're just never going to do it. You're never going to focus on your secondary more. Focus on your linebacking core more. Safeties, if you want, to stop Mahomes or limit him. Which I think the Bills are pretty good, especially linebacker and safety right now. Maybe the strengths of their defense are just in different areas than they used to be. There's a little bit of just stop trying to get to Mahomes. You're just not going to do it.
Yeah, nobody. I mean, the Bills have never sacked him in the playoffs, right?
Not a single sack,
not
right?
One time.
So go draft Chop Robinson. And he might be great. Am I going to get to Mahomes in the playoff game? Is he going to alter a playoff game against the Chiefs?
Well, this gets back to a root conversation we've had for years, which is should I be building a roster to beat the Chiefs? If you told me Chop Robinson will never sack Patrick Mahomes in his career, that doesn't make Chop Robinson not worth taking.
Right.
But I get the general idea, which is...
Like, do you want to outscore them or do you want to try to stop them?
You know, well, when they've beaten them, they have held them down.
Yeah.
Funny enough, right? They beat them 24-20 a couple times in Kansas City. And they tried to play that style in the playoff game here and played a very conservative ball control game. The other thing about defensive end is go ahead and look at the guys that are still available. Because that's a spot where they have... Whether it's Leonard Floyd, right?
Yep.
They have done the hired gun game at defensive end. Don't forget they signed Casey Tuhill as well. I don't know if you like him too much, but whatever.
He's the Shaq Lawson replacement run guy.
Could Yannick Ngakoue be an answer here? He's available.
Well, I haven't looked. I'm going to look right now. Is the pool of free agent defensive ends more impactful than the pool of free agent wide receivers? Like if the draft doesn't go my way and, okay, I got to fill in some snaps at wide receiver. Is that going to be harder to do than it is a defensive end?
That depends. How many plays do you need a defensive end to make for you in a game?
In a game?
In a game.
In a game, just in general?
In a game, as long as they're not killing you on the other plays, the answer is two is amazing. Right?
Oh, right, sure. Like, if you get to the quarterback.
You get two sacks, you had an amazing game. And I'm just trying to lay down, like, if you're a receiver, if I looked and told you the receivers that are available, I don't know how you would judge them. If you brought in Yannick Ngakoue and he had... 8 sacks this year, we'd say, great signing. Right? Leonard Floyd, 9.5 sacks, was a really good signing for the Bills. They added him. No, he got 10.5. He was $9.5 million.
Yeah.
Leonard Floyd comes in, $9.5 million, 10.5 sacks, jackpot. What a signing. Great move. He was available. So, you know, all these things go together. Mm-hmm. McDermott calling plays, how aggressive will they be? How strong will their secondary be?
Yeah.
What quarterbacks do they play? A lot of getting to the quarterback is... a lot of sack stats are based on who you play. That's why the Eagles were number one in the league in sacks the year they made the Super Bowl and then did not touch Mahomes in the game. They got like 20 sacks on just dog breath quarterbacks. So I don't think the Bills should stop trying, of course. And I know you don't think they should actually stop trying, but there's definitely a case to be made for where will your returns come? You can draft a defensive end in the first and the second round. You might not sack Mahomes again. And that doesn't mean those guys aren't good players. But it will look like you're wasting your time.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Right. 803-0550.
I have instant trivia for you on the draft if you'd like it. It's good
trivia.
I'm very happy about this one.
Brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Instant trivia.
Okay, so here's your instant trivia. Let me find my little... Okay, perfect. Quarterbacks could go at the top of this draft, of course, right?
Should go.
Yeah. So, I have the franchises, the six longest streaks without drafting a quarterback in the first round.
Ooh, okay.
What? There are six teams.
Who's gone the longest?
There are six teams that have not drafted a quarterback since 2010. That's it. Every other franchise since 2010 has at least taken one first-round pick. First-round quarterback. Six franchises have not done it since 2010. Who are the six NFL teams to have not taken a first-round quarterback since 2010?
All right. New Orleans has not done it since, like, the 70s,
that's
I think.
The longest streak. 1971. The Saints have not, they have not taken a first-round quarterback since 1971.
That is insane. Insane. Okay. How about, well, New England? No. Sorry. Mac Jones. Okay. Hold on. First round quarterback since 2010 you had?
Yes.
Okay.
The Raiders?
Correct.
2007 was the last first round quarterback they took, Jamarcus Russell.
And they've been so spooked by it that they have never done it since. How about the Minnesota Vikings?
Incorrect.
Who's their guy?
Is that Christian Ponder? Who's the second round pick? Minnesota.
Christian Ponder was first, but that was okay. I thought that might have been before 2010.
I'll pull it up. They're not on this list.
Okay.
For first round quarterbacks.
It must have been Ponder.
What about Jordan Love? Wasn't he first round?
Green Bay.
That's Green Bay.
Teddy Bridgewater, first round pick, 2014, Minnesota.
Oh, he was a first round pick?
Yes, he was. Okay. He was the last pick of the first round.
Okay.
At one point, he was supposed to go number one.
Teddy Bridgewater was?
Yes.
And then he had a really bad college injury, didn't he?
Entering that college season, it was thought he was going to be a number one pick, and he went last pick of the first round.
Okay.
So Minnesota not correct. You got the Saints and the Raiders.
Okay.
How about the Buccaneers?
No.
No, Jameis Winston.
Oh, right.
Okay, let's see here.
The six longest droughts of not taking a quarterback in the first round.
How about... We should be thinking of teams that have had long-time starters that are at the end. You know, who are the old quarterbacks? There's not a lot of old quarterbacks left.
Yeah, but that doesn't always work because
that's not going to work.
Vegas hasn't had a long time starter.
Really. Yeah, I don't like it. When's the last time Atlanta?
Falcons, correct. Matt Ryan, 2008.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, Seattle.
Correct. Rick Meyer in 1993.
Wow.
Whoa.
Is that the second longest after New Orleans? Probably?
No, there's one in between New Orleans and Seattle.
Ooh. Okay. There's one in between New Orleans and Seattle. Okay, that's going to be... It's not Carolina. That's Bryce Young. We already got New Orleans. Tampa, we guessed. Chicago with Fields. Is there someone in the NFC North? NFC North. Lions.
Correct. Matthew Stafford.
Did that just squeak in? That's 2008?
2009. Yep.
Okay. When's RG3? 2011? So Washington doesn't qualify here?
Not correct. Washington, not correct. Six longest droughts of not taking a first-round quarterback.
Oh! Dallas?
1989. Troy
Dallas.
Aikman.
Dallas! Right. Because Romo's not even drafted.
Yep. And that's it.
That's it? Okay.
That's it. Saints, Cowboys, Seahawks, Raiders, Falcons, Lions. None of them have taken a first-round quarterback since 2009.
The Saints not drafting a quarterback in the first round since
1971. 1971.
That's
wild.
Insane. Are they in position to... You think they'll get there in the next 3 years? They got it, right? Derek Carr is going to... I mean, that's got to end soon.
It's
not going to be a long-term solution, I don't think.
There you go.
Wow.
Instant trivia.
Sal joins us top of the hour when we get back. Talk about memories today. So first we had Winnipeg and Colorado play a 7-6 game. We remember a certain 7-6 game. Yes, it was the last 7-6 playoff game was, in fact, Sabres-Senators. And when we get back, another anniversary, another memory that you will most certainly, I want to go with, remember where you were.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.